No. I was out for lunch with our police chief, and we just happened to be riding in his truck. We went to lunch in his truck with me and him and the city attorney, and we were talking about some different things at lunch. And when we got back, they were about to drop me off. Of course, Community Bank is right across the street from City Hall here. Of course, we had the radio on, because he always rides with the radio on, you know, the city radio for dispatch, you know, purposes. And it came over the radio, you know, what was going on, foot chase out of Community Bank. And we really didn't think that much about it. What caught our attention was when one of the officers that was in the chase went down. You know, he got hurt in the chase. And so we flipped around there and went to where he was, and we checked on him first, you know, because he was, you know, he had said, you know, he was injured. And, you know, I always get concerned when one of my officers gets injured, no matter what it is. You know, you're always concerned about your people that work for you. And so once we knew that he was not, you know, in a terrible, terrible shape, he looked at us and he said, "Y'all just go get that guy. Just get him. Just make sure we get him," you know. And of course, there we had other officers that were chasing him, and they had given the description of who he was, you know, what he was wearing, the type of clothing that he was wearing. And so then they put out that he had just turned back south and headed back towards Old Brandon Road, which we were just right there, you know. And so we went on through the red light there at Bierdemann and Old Brandon, and when we got through the red light, we looked up, and there he was coming across the road, you know. And there was an officer that was, you know, several yards behind him, after him, you know. And so we just slammed on the brakes, threw it in park, and jumped out. And the officer that was after him, had been after him for the whole chase, so he was pretty well spent. You know, he had been after him for a while. You know, we hollered at the gentleman to stop, you know, and he looked at us before we crossed that fence, and he jumped that fence. And we didn't know that he was not from this area, you know. The fence that he jumped was leading into an apartment complex. And my mind told me if he got in one of those apartments, you know, we wouldn't know where he was, you know what I mean? I mean, if he got up in that complex and got, you know, and we didn't know who he was, where he was, or anything else. So I just said, right. You know, we're not going to have that. You know, at least if I can get to him, I can at least see which one he goes in, you know?
Right.
When I came over that fence, he had stumbled a little bit. When I came over the fence, I was right there on him, and I told him, stay on the ground, man. Stay on the ground, you know. Don't get up. And he complied, you know. He didn't fight. He didn't fuss. I guess he was probably wore out too. He'd been running for some time too, you know. But like I said, the thing that was going through my mind is, you know, he was a criminal that had injured one of my officers in addition to trying to defraud, you know, somebody, and steal money from somebody through our local bank, you know. He had injured one of my police officers, you know.
And so,
and that was what was going through my head, you know, we're going to get that joker because, you know, I don't like criminals in Pearl, and we try to catch all criminals. But if a criminal comes to Pearl, Mississippi, and hurts one of my police officers or makes one of my police officers get hurt because of, you know, attempting to subdue him, you know, it just really, really, really aggravates me. So
was there a scuffle between the suspect and the officer?
No, ma'am. You know, he just jumped and ran, and when he did, they ran after him, and I don't know whether my officer stepped in a hole or what. I don't know the circumstance. I wasn't right there on that. You know, I just know that something caused him to get hurt in that chase. You know what I mean? It wasn't
a
scuffle. They didn't ever get their hands on the guy, you know, going out the door of the bank. It was just one of those things that happened, and he was hurt, you know. And like I said, when you hear the call come out over the radio, you know, officer hurt or officer down, you know, it really doesn't matter how he got hurt. He was hurt during the incident involving that guy, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And like I say, it just kind of puts a whole different, you know, mindset on it at that point, I guess, you know. So I think I did what anybody else would have done in that situation, you know. I mean, I tried to help the police, and, you know, in that manner, you know, I was there, and, you know, he complied and did what I told him to do, and you know, I helped the police facilitate an arrest, you know, so that, you know, they weren't 20, 25 seconds behind me getting to me, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
They were all, you know, they were there, they were coming, they were just, I jumped the fence and they came through a gate, you know, so, I mean, it was, they had to go down the fence line to get through a gate, so, but anyway, you know, I just followed him. All I did, all I knew is I was following the bad guy, and that's where he went, and that's where I went right behind him, so.